May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of the Silsila Spiritual Cures. And by now you know that the purpose of this Silsila, this program, is to assist, to help, to advise, to motivate, to uplift and to encourage the grief-stricken Ummah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the fact is that so many people out there, so many Muslims out there, so many families out there, are going through trying times, are going through difficulties, financial problems, spiritual problems, medical problems, psychological problems, and a host of all negative things. So we try to present some of the research of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, our Ulama Ikram, Mashayikh Ikram, to provide some wadha'if, things to be recited, things to be done as well. So whether you are affected or you know somebody who is affected, you can share this information with them. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min 'amalihi," the intention of a believer is better than his action. So too, let us make good intentions. Ya Allah, I'm watching, I'm listening to this program, to the silsila, for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That whatever I learn, whatever I listen to, I will try to practice or share with others. Doesn't mean that I'm not going through these difficulties that we are going to be discussing tonight, inshallah, azza wa jal. But I may know somebody, or I should have a diary, have a notebook, so I can jot down the important madani pearls of advices. You don't know when that you may need it for yourself or for your loved one or a fellow Muslim as well. And ink is the best memory. As Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that capture knowledge by writing it down. We need to get into this habit that as Dawud Islam is sending out its weekly booklet, and as you are listening to bayanat, discourses, speeches on Madani Channel as well, have a notebook. Write down the important Madani pearls of advices. Write down the important points. And you can always remind yourself of these, so that one day you get to, inshallah ta'ala, practice upon that. And you can convey these messages to others, to your family, and to other Muslims as well. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are so many beautiful bounties, benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who recites Durood-e Pak or Salawat just one time, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that person with 10 rewards. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive 10 of that person's sins. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will increase that person's status in his court by 10 times. The shortest duruds are Sallallahu Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how about it? Instead of wasting away the short life that we have in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no real benefit for you or I in this world, in the grave or the hereafter, let us make our minds that we will keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Qur'an-e Pak, Durood-e Pak, Istighfar, seeking knowledge of Deen, engaging in abundant ibadat as well. That will benefit us, inshallah ta'ala, in this world, the grave and the hereafter. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are always seeing in the news, on social media, even in our local chat groups, are missing persons, missing individuals, for whatever reason. Perhaps they were kidnapped. Allah protect us in our families. Perhaps they ran away from home. Maybe they got lost. But there are certain reasons why a person will think about running away from home, which is supposed to be the safest place for them, in particular for children. Allahu Akbar. A child. And today we are going to cover some of these aspects of missing people, what is to be recited for their return. Remember, these wada'if are just the front. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who is in charge, always, all the time, over everything. It's His will, His power, His might, His decision, whether the person will return, whether the item or the thing will return, because we will cover some wada'if and invocations, that if a person lost something, a person is missing. Also, if a person lost something, maybe of value, maybe your wealth, or your vehicle, or something was stolen from you. And so the wada'if, if a person does it properly and establishes a 5-time salah, reads a salah properly, and does good, does their best to follow the sunnah, stay away from evil, make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, all of these things are connected. And inshallah ta'ala, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, that thing would be returned. So why is this phenomenon increasing? Just a few years back, maybe 20, 30, 40 years back, I mean, it was not prevalent like this. And exponentially, it has grown, it has increased. Runaway children, runaway teens, missing people, theft, robbery, and a host of all other crimes. So what could be the possible reasons that a child, even of a few years old, will think about running away from home? Maybe the child has some stress in their life, some worry in their life due to domestic issues in the family. So we always try to target the root cause of the problem. What is the main issue that is affecting this individual, be it a child, be it a grown-up? So in certain situations, because of the stressful circumstances, a child could think about running away from home. Or maybe there's a fear of consequences, that because they've done something wrong. So they fear that my mother, my father is going to discipline me, going to punish me, going to embarrass me, humiliate me. So to save themselves from that embarrassment or the consequences, they could think about running away. Maybe contemplate about it or even practically do it and run away from the home. So it could be a stressful situation in the home. Maybe they are being bullied. Maybe somebody is harming them, hurting them physically, emotionally. Or maybe they are afraid of the consequences of their actions for having done something wrong, from something so-called minor as smoking a cigarette, or drug abuse, alcohol abuse, substance abuse. Allahu Akbar. This could also be seen as a form of power struggle, that the child feels that there's freedom in that, that I'm making my own decisions as an individual. Subhanallah. The child could have this mindset that I'm wasting my time at school. School is boring. Madrasa is boring. I want to run away from that. Those actions or those things that I need to do, I have to do, that I'm forced to do. At that moment in time, maybe the child, the teenager, might not realize that you as a parent or grandparent or guardian that is waking them up in the morning, making sure that they are dressed properly, in their uniform, having their breakfast, going to school, going to madrasa, you know, always behind them, always pushing them forward. They might feel like, you know, this is, why my parent is doing this? I don't like school. So shaitan comes along. Shaitan is there. And nothing makes him happier to see a home being broken, where the relationship between the parents and the children becomes sour. Between husband and wife becomes sour and break down. Because if you break down, if you break the family unit, then ultimately you break the society. The society becomes decadent. And then there's rebelliousness. There's evils taking place that enter into the homes. But yes, shaitan is also behind all of these things. We should keep that in mind. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against the tricks and the traps of shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one. Ameen bi jahi khatim al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another factor that a youngster, boy or girl, or even a child, would even contemplate on running away from home is the appealing environment, or a sort of appealing environment of street life. That, you know, there's no rules. There's nobody there to tell me what to do, when to do it, how to do it. I make my own rules if I'm on the streets. But once they get there, then they realize it's a different life altogether. That it's not so rosy as it seems. That so-called freedom is actually bad for them. If there's no rules, a person can do whatever they desire and ultimately would destroy themselves. And for a believer, they could destroy the iman by associating with the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the wolves and snakes out there, and by not reading their salah, not worrying about the deen, not worrying about obligatory ibadat, and perhaps even denying the deen. So they could lose the iman. Another reason that a person could run away from home is because of physical abuse. Maybe they are being tortured in the home, physically or psychologically or emotionally. To be free of that, they would contemplate, or they would even do it by running away. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, before I go on to sharing the wadha'if, there's a question that we need to ask ourselves, parents, grandparents, guardians, that the environment in my home, is it positive? Is it Islamic? Is it conducive that my child or grandchild, that they can approach me? I am approachable, no matter what they have done. We have to create this kind of environment. Ultimately, an Islamic ethos, what we call in Dawud Islami, a madani mahol, an Islamic environment. This is what will help us as parents or grandparents. This will foster a good, healthy relationship between the individuals of the family. If there's an Islamic environment, that will go a long way. It will be very beneficial for us if we make our minds up that yes, the environment has to be of safety and security. It has to be a place of comfort, relative comfort. I'm not talking about luxury and extravagance. I'm talking about relative comfort, where a person, that's your go-to place when you want to unwind, whether from school or madrasa or college or ulum or jamia, university, work, etc. This is the place where, a place of sukoon. That's the environment we need to implement in the home. And if it's not an Islamic environment, you will never truly get to that stage of sukoon, tranquility, happiness, peace, comfort. So make sure you try your best and work as a unit, as a family unit, each individual, to foster this healthy Islamic environment of peace, of happiness, of understanding. There's going to be differences of opinion. People have their own, they form their own opinions, even between couples, between spouses, between parents and children. Because remember, they are heavily influenced by the world around them. Even if it's just on their phone, that's a dunya on its own. Social media, the chats, you need to monitor that. Who's talking to my child? Who is influencing my child? There could be predators out there. In fact, little kids should not have access to social media, to these chat rooms. It is so dangerous. There's groomers, there's predators out there, wolves and snakes out there that want to corrupt the innocence of our offspring, be it children or grandchildren, be it nieces and nephews, even our siblings or ourselves. Monitor this. It's your duty as a parent, as a guardian, that, you know, what my child is doing on their phone, on their laptop, on their tablet. What does my child have in their wardrobe or under their bed? Because we don't want any nasty surprises in the future. And how did this happen? My child has these pills, drugs. My child has these cigarettes. My child has this literature, etc. You have to constantly monitor. Shaitan is constantly trying to corrupt our children, us even. Shaitan works through people, evil people, to achieve his goals. Ultimately, to corrupt iman, to destroy iman, to destroy a person's good deeds that you work so hard to accomplish. Subhanallah. So focus on building a solid relationship with your child or ward. Focus on building trust. This is so important. Your child, your grandchild, your ward must know. It must be confirmed in their minds that the go-to person is my mother and father, or my grandmother, my grandfather. That's my place of safety. That's my place of advice. That is my place of motivation to get upliftment, to get a positive dose. That is the place that I trust. That is the place where I get the best advice, because they are the ones that are truly looking out for me, that are truly concerned for me. And you know, if this relationship is not fostered, is not there, then of course the child will seek it outside of the home. And that's what you don't want. From whom are they going to seek it? From social media, where they don't know who's on the other side? Or from their friends at school who have no experience of life and themselves are lost, confused, and still developing their minds? So from where are they going to seek it? If not from us. But we have to foster that environment in the home of approachability, that no matter what my child does, because look, we are living in such a time where, Allahu Akbar, there's fitna all around, there's confusion all around, there are sins being marketed to us on the billboards. You go on the internet and sins is marketed to you and I. Alcohol is marketed to us, the clubhouses, the gambling dens, and other filth is advertised to us. So how much of exposure is my child getting? My little child even. How much of exposure? Whether it's through cartoons, be careful for those cartoons. They are trying to train the brain of your child, the innocent child, even through those seemingly innocent cartoons. If you want, watch Kidsland. Dawood Islami is creating these facilities, these alternatives. Kidsland, you go onto social media and you will see, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Islamic cartoons with Islamic messages, with Islamic lessons, life lessons. So alternatives are there. Alternatives are being increased, even via Madani channel. You know, leave all these movies, dramas, soapies that try to indoctrinate a person with a specific way of life, which is only based in dunya, the world, materialism. You have to have this kind of a house, these kind of cars, this kind of a lifestyle, these kind of apparel and clothing and branded items. That's the indoctrination. And some people, hours on end, are watching these things, filling their eyes, their ears with just filth. In fact, it has come to our attention that even through these movies, they teach children, whether directly or indirectly, that, you know, if your parents are giving you a hard time, pack up and go. Go, escape. They make it a form of escapism. You escape from the home and you got freedom. Nobody to, no parent, no grandparent, no guardian to tell you to clean your room. Nobody to say, right, this is the time to eating, you must be there on the table. Nobody to order you around. So you make your own rules. In the movies, the dramas, and all of this filth, they're teaching the children these things. This is one place, one avenue where children get these ideas from. So monitor these things. Scrap all of that filth. Switch to Madani channel. Switch to Kids Land. Switch to developing an Islamic environment in the home. Dawud Islami has the tools. It's up to you and I to take that step forward. If I truly want to see positive changes, everybody can complain. I can complain as well. But what am I doing to be part and parcel of the solution? Dawud Islami has practical solutions like nek amal, pious deeds that you fill out every single day of your life. That's your daily dose, your daily reminder. Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? And we also have for children, for Islamic sisters, there's a separate one. There for Islamic brothers, that's separate. For kids, for madrasa students, jamia students, designed specifically for them. So imagine if we introduce this in the home. Imagine if we introduce home dars that Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah time and again encourages us to implement, where you take Fizani Sunnat or you download from the internet, from dawudislami.net, over 250 different titles, books, booklets, e-books, downloadable for free. And you read out, give each one a turn, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Give each one a turn. Then you read out for 5 minutes from there. So you are fostering a healthy environment. You're learning something about the deen. You're fostering a good relationship. You're creating a beautiful Islamic ethos. Just by home dars. Imagine you encourage everybody, try to attend the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima. Islamic brothers, try to travel on Madani qafilas at least 3 days a month. Try to read the weekly booklet of Dawud Islami. Try to fill nek amal, pious deeds every day. And so many other things. Online courses are available. Subhanallah. No matter what your profession is, if you're willing to sacrifice some time, you can enroll. Go to dawudislami.net. You'll find the tab online courses, and you'll find almost 40 different online courses that you can enroll in. And they're designed, very beneficial, designed to train us, to help us, to inform us, educate us as well. And we can transfer all of that towards our children, our spouses, our parents, our siblings, and other Muslims. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I know you must be waiting for the wadaif. Just a few more points, inshallah azawajal, which are beneficial for you and I as well. But we have to think about these things. Don't just take it in. Start implementing on it. Start practicing upon it. So you need to create such, you need to build such a trust between yourself and your child or your grandchild that no matter what they have done, they know they can come to you. They won't fear the consequences. Yes, they would have some kind of fear, and that respect has to be maintained between parent and child. But we must be open.
minds, we need to make our minds that, you know, what's the worst my child can do? Probably they have done that. And you welcome them, listen to them, advise them, inform them that what you have done displeases Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you have done pleases and has pleased shaitan. And those who follow shaitan will follow him straight into the fire. Is that where you want to go? Those who please Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah ta'ala, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they will enter Jannah, paradise. Explain paradise to them. Explain Jahannam to them. So there's that balance of fear and hope. From young, from little, we need to start this molding. We need to mold them according to Islamic values. The Jannah has all these bounties and blessings. But we need to please Allah, we need to please Rasulullah. We need to do these things. And Jahannam, hellfire, has these kind of punishments. So we need to not follow shaitan, not listen to shaitan. He will whisper in your mind, don't run away from home. Your parents, you know, they are trying to hold you down, hold you back. Your parents are like this, like that. You know, you must hate your parents. He'll whisper all of these funny ideas, evil ideas. So rather you train your child from beforehand. Subhanallah. Communication is key. How you communicate with your child and with each other. As husband and wife, if you have a difference of opinion or if you have some argument, try not to do it in front of the kids. Psychologically, emotionally, it can affect them. They could even lose a certain amount of respect for you as the mother, as the father, especially if parents are screaming and shouting and using vulgarism and obscene language and hurting each other physically, psychologically, emotionally, verbally, and kids are listening, witnessing it. So be careful in that regard, inshallah. Azawajal. Have honest discussions with your children that the world is not a bed of roses. You know, this is what they are sold on these media platforms. That, you know, everything is, you know, as you want it. Sometimes by not giving them what they want is also loving them. Love isn't only giving, you know, giving in to all their desires. Not giving them is part of loving them as well. But out there in the world, when you finish your school, your college, your madrasa, your jamia, you know, you're going to face difficulties in life. It's part of life. You are going to face trials and tests. You are going to face failures in life. You are going to fall down, even literally. You are going to get hurt. But teach them how to manage it, how to understand it, how to reply to it. The bullies that they will face in school or college or the workplace, how to handle it so that they don't become negative and depressed as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have lost something valuable, maybe something materialistic, or it was stolen from you, if it was lost or it was stolen, then try to recite the following blessed ayah of the Quran continuously. Through the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, the lost item, the stolen thing will return. What is to be recited? You can find this verse in the glorious Quran, Surah Luqman, verse 16. Verse 16, Surah Luqman in the glorious Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fil ardi ya'ti biha Allah innallaha latifun khabir. Surah Luqman verse 16. You can also find this wazifa in the beautiful booklet called Sparrow and Blind Snake, page 35. So if you've lost something of value, or something of value was stolen from you, this verse of the glorious Quran should be recited continuously. Subhanallah. If a child or an adult is lost, let's say you go to a program, a function, somewhere out of the house, maybe grocery shopping, and you can't find your child. They could be around there somewhere. They are lost. Then all family members must recite the following repeatedly, as many times as possible. If a child or a grown-up is lost, is missing, then all the family members should get together. Spread the message to your family members, your extended family as well, that please continuously recite this wird, this wadifa. Inshallah ta'ala, through the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that individual will be found. What is to be recited? Very simple. Make a note of it. Ya jami'u, ya mu'idu. Ya jami'u, ya mu'idu. Ya jami'u, ya mu'idu. Keep in mind the ayn. The makhraj, or the place where the sound emanates from for ayn, is the center of the throat. So we cannot say ya jami'u. U'u. Ya jami'u. Ya mu'idu. So some practice is needed for some individuals. But whether ayn or any other letter, if you want to correct your pronunciations so that you recite Quran properly in salah, which is farud, one of the faruds, or out of salah, then enroll in Madrasatul Madina. Madrasatul Madina is for kids, and there are specialized classes for grown-ups, males, separately for females, where you can enroll in at your local Madani Markaz Islamic Center of Dawat Islami. If you don't find one close by, then enroll online. One of the online courses is Madrasatul Madina, where you will be taught from Alif Bata how to recite the Quran, each and every letter, properly. Where you will learn Tajweed, the rules of the Quran, where to pull, where not to pull, where to stop, where not to stop, where better to continue, where you must stop, how much to pull, etc. The rules of the Quran. Over and above that, you will be taught Fard Ulum, branches of obligatory knowledge with regards to your wudu, your ghusl, the method of salah, and so much more. Things which every Muslim male and female has to know. Fard Ulum, obligatory knowledge. Your Dawud Islami is offering this. So how about I take advantage of those things, inshallah, sawajal. This wazifa, ya jami'u, ya mu'idu, you can also find in the same booklet called Sparrow and Blind Snake, but on page 37. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the morning, before you leave for work, or before your children go off to school, jami'a, madrasa, wherever it is, recite 29 times. Ya muhaiminu, ya muhaiminu, ya muhaiminu. 29 times with durud sharif once before and after. Then do dam. Blow towards them, blow towards yourself. This is for personal protection. How a person has their bulletproof vest. This is for your personal individual protection, for safety and security of yourself and your loved ones as well. And to protect your material items, whether your car, your wallet, your phone, laptop, etc. Recite 10 times. Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu. 10 times with Durud-e Pak once before and after, and then do dam. Blow towards your phone or whatever item it is. Inshallah ta'ala, it will be safe and secured. So like how we take our precautions, our physical precautions, that we don't just flash our phones on the street. Because anytime you could just be grabbed and it's gone. And what a headache is that? That you have so much of vital information on that. And now to restart for many people is a great task. Subhanallah. So while we make sure our valuable items are not in front of just anybody, we hide them, we secure them, we should do that, yes, of course. Over and above that, we should secure them spiritually as well. With these wada'if. Ya Muhaiminu, 29 times. To them, on yourself and your loved ones. Ya Jalilu, 10 times. And do them on your materialistic items. Any wadifa that one is reciting, if it's not stated that so many times Durood-e Pak, then at least one time Durood-e Pak before and after. Continue making dua for the item that you have lost or whatever has been stolen or a missing person. Make sure your 5 times salah is up to date. Make dua. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal. There are certain times like witness days between Dhuhr and Asr where there is a higher chance of acceptance of dua by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So find these times. Put a reminder on your phone if you have to, that Wednesday dua reminder. Make dua after your 5 times salah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you know my condition. Ya Allah, certain person is missing from my family. Ya Allah, keep them safe. Protect them. Return them, Ya Allah. Make du'as. You don't know. And ask the pious people to make du'as as well. Ask the ulama ikram, mashayikh ikram to make du'as as well for their protection and their safe return. We don't know whose du'as are more beloved to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But don't give up hope. Don't sink into depression. It doesn't help you and it doesn't help that person who is missing. But if you step out of the house with your children, especially little children, you need to watch them like a hawk, like an eagle. Their every movement, their every move that they are making. Let's say you're going to the shop to buy some groceries. Don't just let them walk around by themselves. You don't know where the spotters are. You don't know where these evil people are, that they are employed. They will be busy on their phone as if, you know, they are distracted. But they are observing, they're looking, they're watching. They're plotting, they're planning, they're waiting for a chance. They're waiting for that opportunity to grab a child, to grab a person. And they'll have a car, an associate close by. And once they grab in the inside, and they just speed off. So make sure you're holding your child's hand, your children's hand. Make sure they're in your view at every moment. Somebody is looking at them. Even if it means a family is holding their hands and you have somebody at the back observing, looking around and at them as well. In certain areas, that we have to take these precautions because too often we are getting messages that so-and-so is missing. And many a times it's children. So-and-so has been kidnapped. So-and-so, they don't know what has happened to them. They left home in the morning. They went to school, never returned. They went to work, never returned. No idea, no ransom call. Through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah protect us. Protect our children, our offspring as well. Protect all Muslims around the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For finding a missing person, I'm going to share a few more wada'if, inshallah, azza wa jal. This also applies to something of value of yours that is missing. Maybe a vehicle, maybe wealth. So these wada'if can also be done, can also be recited. Write the following on a piece of paper. Doesn't have to be a big piece of paper, even a small piece of paper. But on the corners, all 4 corners, write the following and then make dua at midnight. So you're going to take a clean piece of paper, You're going to write the following at all four corners. That piece of paper, you are going to hold it in your hand. You're going to place it in your hand. And at midnight, preferably, or any time, make dua while standing under the open sky. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, so-and-so is missing. Please protect them and return them. Ya Allah, a certain thing is missing. My vehicle, my wealth, whatever it is. Ya Allah, please grant it back to me. Make dua in this way. What is to be written down? Ya Haqqu. Ya Haqqu. Ya Haqqu. Ya Alif. Haqqaf. Ya Haqqu. All four corners of the piece of paper. Place it in your hands. And at midnight, preferably, or any time, make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to return the person that is missing, lost, or the item that is lost. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, through His infinite mercy, that person will return, or the item somehow will get back to you. Another thing to be done, actually a nafil salah to be performed, if a person or an item is missing or lost, perform 2 rakat nafil salah every day for 40 days. Keep in mind the 3 makruh times where no salah, where salah is not allowed, no sajda is allowed. At sunrise and 20 minutes thereafter, sunset and 20 minutes before, and at midday, what we would call zawal time, actually dahwa kubra. Sun, when the sun is at its zenith, the highest point. So besides these makruh times, and a few other times as well, you can ask ulama ikram, recite, perform 2 rakats nafil salah for 40 days. And after every 2 rakat, recite 119 times. After you perform the salah, recite 119 times. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. After you perform that nafil salah, 119 times recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Allah Ta'ala willing, the one who ran away will return. If you lose something or somebody disappears, somebody is missing, also recite the following 1008 times. 1008. 1008 times. Recite La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu. Durud-i Pak once before and after. Whilst having firm trust and reliance, what we call yaqeen, in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When we are doing these wada'if, don't just say, let me give it a try. Have conviction. Have trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything is in His power and control. He is the opener of doors. He is the creator of opportunities. He is the remover of problems. He is the solver of problems. He is the one. Everything is in His control. So have the yaqeen in Allah Azza wa Jal. Make sure your salah is up to date. Make sure you are trying your best to practice sunnah, stay away from evil. All the things that every Muslim has to do. Do your best. Then make your du'as. Then read these wada'if. These are the means only. How that tablet, that capsule, that medication is just the front, just the means. Is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that places the shifa, the cure in it. If He wants to take it out, don't help anybody. And how many times you hear this? This medication is helping that person so well that they are recovering. But the same medication another person will take and no effect. If Allah wants to place shifa, He can place it. Who can stop Him? If He wants to take it out, who can stop Him? Allah, He is the one that has given the knowledge to the surgeons to do the operations, to the doctors to guide us medically, etc. So when you are reciting wada'if for these problems of missing persons, of missing items, etc., or any wada'if, have full yaqeen and trust in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, full reliance in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah ta'ala, you will see good results, positive results, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So whilst having this firm trust and reliance in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and His blessings, recite the following wird, wazifa, as many times as you can, especially if you lost something. Whilst you are standing, whilst you are walking, whilst you are sitting, with wudu, without wudu, recite, Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amir Ahl Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, has mentioned this actually a few times on Madani channel. And it proves quite effective. If you have the trust and reliance in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and you recite this with that conviction. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Recite Durud-i Pak in between. And this must be continuously recited. And in between, recite Salawat ala Nabi, Durud-i Pak as well. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, you will find that item that is lost. Also, it also applies to missing persons as well. This wazifa you can also find in the booklet called Scorpion on a Frog, pages 22 to 24. You can download this free ebook as well, and over 250 other booklets and books on diverse topics, subjects from DawoodIslami.net. And many of those books and booklets have been translated into over 30 different languages. Subhanallah, subhanallah. For the benefit of the ummah. That's what Dawud Islam is there for. Ruhani ilaj is given. Istikhara is done. All for free. No fee at all. To help even the most financially, the poorest of the poor. Our madrasas, Madrasatul Madina, is free. Jami'atul Madina, of which we have, which is our Darul Ulooms for males, separately for females, of which we have over 1,100 in the world. Each student studies quality education by qualified teachers at no cost to them. This is what your Dawud Islam is doing, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Coming back very quickly, as we have a few minutes left, that if a person in your family that you know is missing or is lost, or an item of yours is missing or lost, then recite Surah Ad-Duha or Wad-Duha. Wad-Duha wal-layli idha saja. This whole surah, recite it 7 times. Inshallah ta'ala, that person will return, that item somehow will return to you by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But keep in mind, when we are reciting the Quran, we have to recite with Tajweed and Makharij. Each letter we have to differentiate from the next one, because there are certain letters that sound somewhat similar but are different. Like your Seen, your Tha, your Saad, and others as well. If you enroll in Madrasatul Madina, believe me, you will be able to identify these differences. You will be able to correct your pronunciations. You will be able to understand, why am I pulling over here? Because ikhfa is taking place. Why I mustn't pull over there? Because idhar is taking place. How wonderful is that? That you're reading the Quran and you're understanding where I need to pull, how much I need to do ghunna, nasalization, where I mustn't pull, where I have to stop. So you have an understanding, subhanallah azza wa jal. That's wonderful. Enroll today, inshallah ta'ala. Don't forget, Dawud Islami has Ruhani Ilaj stalls across the world. Contact them. Contact your local Madani Markaz Islamic Center of Dawud Islami, because there is a special ta'weed amulet which is available. If somebody is missing in your family, somebody is lost or missing or kidnapped, there is a certain special ta'weed that you can obtain from a Ruhani Ilaj stall. If you don't find any Madani Markaz was stalled near you, once again, for your convenience, go onto the website. Click on the tab called Ruhani Ilaj. Fill out the online details. And inshallah ta'ala, the responsible individuals of that department will arrange for that ta'weez to reach you, inshallah azza wa jal. Over and above that, there's also a wazifa for protection against kidnappers. Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakatum al-Aliyah mentioned this a few times. That whilst you are making wudu, please teach this to your children as well. While you are making wudu, recite Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru throughout the wudu and in between Durood e Pak as well. There's also a special ta'weez which is available from our stall for protection against kidnappers. Allah will protect us, our families. Don't forget, every Saturday evening around 6 p.m. South African time, you can join Madani channel live with Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, answers different types of questions from around the world. And until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.